Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Val the Voice. We are the Culture Coaches. Shout out Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany, Philadelphia, PA. Stay tuned, we got a classic show. Let's go.
Let it play.
Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap. He a free throw, man down. Call like Amber the Lambs. Tell him free, bro. Nella to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. For Marlon, they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman. I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time.
Left coast, west coast, left coast, west coast. What up?
Bully the flow on him. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love. Just make sure you hide your little sister from them. They tell me chubs don't.
Stay tuned, we got that health and hip-hop section. Health is wealth, health is wealth.
And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Not him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my
DJ
stuff.
DJ No Frills.
Ain't chillin' like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Hey yo, who won that battle? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter. We are the Culture Coaches.
They not like us.
Facts.
They not like us.
Facts.
They not like us.
We the blessed. We the best.
Like us.
Stay tuned for that Philly support. Philly section coming up later.
You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird and bird go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something be rest? That's for you, Malibu, most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You need to get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes or over your foe. The other vaginal option. Better straighten they posture. Got favors all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. A caption won't action. No accident. I'm hands on. He round get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you. It's like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me. And I'ma send it up the park. Ay, put the road label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ay, tweet chin music. And I won't pass the ox, ay. How many stocks do I really have in stock, ay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5, ay. Devil is a lie, he a 69 god, ay. Freaky need to stay there side, ay. Roll that up like a fresh pack of Zod, ay. City is back up, it's a must, we outside, ay.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the Culture.
Yes, sir.
Coaches. Famous Frills. What's your name, bro?
Viral Val. Val the Voice. We are the Culture Coaches. We are the best. We are the blessed. And we are on your FM dial, on your AM dial, on your iHeart dial. It is us. Frills, what's good? How are you, my brother?
Yo, what's good? What's good is that life is good.
Life is amazing.
Yo, I got some good news over the past weekend.
Talk about it.
Listen, I've been sticking to the diet.
And you looking? Yeah, bro. You're looking good. You're looking lean. You're looking mean.
Shout out to Larry Holmes.
No more Larry Holmes.
I'm not looking like Larry Holmes. I'm looking like the new Tyson.
You're looking like Mr. T.
Mr. T?
Mr. T. You with a lot of bling bling on. You're looking like Mr. T.
Well, listen. Listen, man. We are the best. We are the blessed, man. Shout out to everyone from around the globe.
Yes, sir. Everybody listening.
And Philadelphia area, too. You know, I'm from Philly. So later on, we got that Philly Support Philly section.
Philly Support Philly. There's a lot going on in Philly. Just so much, man. I just want to say that I'm happy. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm feeling extra brand new. I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling restored. There's so much going on. Do not forget, we got that health and hip-hop. We're going to talk about, all these influential artists and everybody who have passed away, who have gotten sick, and what we can do to deflect and fight these situations. Health is wealth, like you always say. I'm glad you're on your health kick. I'm back on my... Listen, man. I'm in the gym 4 times a week. 4 times a week, minimal. Make sure you're in the sauna. Make sure you're drinking water. That's why I'm looking like I'm 25 years old again.
Well, listen. I'm in the gym 2 times a day, every day.
Excuse me.
No steroids. No steroids.
No steroids?
No steroids.
Listen, it's all good. Stay away from the steroids.
Hey, but listen, on another note, you know, we got that Instagrammies. Tell the people around the globe, what is an Instagrammy?
So the Instagrammy segment is the part of the show where we find the most sensationalized, the best videos, the best audio of things on Instagram, and we put it on the show and we talk about it and we give our opinions. We let people call into the show, you know, give their opinions, and then at the end of the show, we give it to Instagrammy, okay? Don't forget, we also got that Who Frauded section. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot we need to talk about, all right? You see, listen, I'm not even gonna mention it. I'm going to wait till we get into it. We also got that You Must Learn segment. We got some...
Hold on. Rewind.
Yeah, bring it back.
Hold on. We got to let them know. Hold on. We got to let them know.
Yes, sir.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. What is the Who Frauded section? Tell the people what it is.
The Who Frauded section is the part of the show where you get to put somebody on blast. And it could be anybody. It could be somebody local who messed up your bagel at the deli. It can be your girlfriend frauding. It could be a famous person. You get the opportunity to say who frauded. And I got a couple this week because there's a lot going on. Not for this week, but for the last month or so.
Yes.
There's been a lot going on. So I got a couple. I'm fully loaded today. Listen,
hold on. I'm about Philly support Philly.
Yes, sir.
I might have to put this cheap. But listen, I'm sorry. Service is everything.
Yes, sir.
Everyone deserves respect. A kid deserves respect.
Yes, sir.
A dog deserves respect. But listen, they didn't show me no respect on my cheesesteak. So stay tuned. Later on, I might have to put y'all on blast.
Listen, I'm going to take a video of the place. People better stop playing games. They better get the cheesecake. Listen, you know, I'm originally from New York, so it's like, you know, chopped cheese. Make sure you get the chopped cheese right, all right? So everybody, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we got these amazing segments coming up. We are the culture coaches. We are the leaders. We are the succeeders. And all you other people are just the bottom feeders. Don't forget, we got that All Mixed Up segment coming up. Let's get into some music, Frills.
Yo, listen, I am a real DJ. I am from Philadelphia. I love my city, man.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
Shout out to the whole Philadelphia. Yes, I am the creator. I am the creator of Philly Support Philly.
That's right.
And shout out to the young boy, my young boy, Meek Mills.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Your boy Meek Millie right here, kicking it. DJ No Frills. You know what it do, man. We going there. It's Meek Millie. Little fish. They call me little fish because I be swimming in that.
Yeah. Beats. Holla at me.
She gon' bust it down,
DJ No Frills. Let it play.
CIDs, got a smoking on cookie, now look at she Chinese. When I ask her, she going at me, that she gotta leave. Like we taking a picture, baby, we got cheese. First 5 minutes, damn, she not pleased. I'm like, hold up, Uber on her way right now. With a rich nigga pipe down. With soap, I drown. Go again, baby, not now. 12:45, I'm on my way to the club. You say me, baby, I ain't taking no drugs.
Ready, play.
Come on.
cash on the runway. He ready, ask you to run away. He don't know you need to bag every Monday. Hey, hey, watch this, yeah. Got the bands in my pocket. Girl, you know I paid for it, but watch this, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All of the time, girl, you look fine.
I'm a man if you want to.
Girl, you deserve all of the shine. I'll get behind
my
it. No, I don't get it. You know I wanna be down if you're with it. Girl, I get so excited when you touch me. Girl, can I come see you now, baby?
Yeah, can I see?
See you now, baby. Yeah, yeah. I know what I want. Bring your to the front, shake it like that, baby, throw it.
Yeah, arch back, like that, head back, like that. Get ready, I'm heating up. I don't give a fuck how we get up. Just call back, right back. We can spin, then get it right back. Now she just said I wanted all of that, so that's why I bought it.
I know you rock with me right now. You know I can't stand to be here without. All your second guesses filling me with doubt. Ain't no need for stressing you with me now. On the runway, can't rush, on the runway. He ain't ready if you ask him to run away. He don't know you need to bag every Monday. Yeah, yeah. Watch this, got them bands in my pocket. You ain't seen 100 bands yet, but watch. You ain't know I got bands for real. Baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you mine.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, rest, yes, yes. DJ No Frills, I am Coach Frills. I am Coach Frills. Listen, man, if you out there and you an artist and you ain't labeling your music right, then you frauding on yourself. You got to make sure your metadata right. I'm absolutely. Coach Frills, and that's, what's your name, bro?
Viral Val, Val the Voice, and you are absolutely right. I get emails all the time from artists, from producers, from everybody. And you know what? It's either it's not labeled right, the data's not labeled right. You know, listen, two things. Something else I got to say. Also, when you send us this music, always remember big records require big budgets. You understand?
Yes.
Stop asking me to plug you in with this guy or to talk to my DJ friend or to book you or whatever. Big labels require big budgets. You know, stop frauding on yourself. So what's the worst fraud?
Worst fraud is self-fraud. And I got something to say right now.
Self-fraud is the worst
fraud. I'm sorry. I got something to say, right?
Say it.
Now, I'm from Philadelphia, PA, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of artists out here that feels so entitled.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a rant about that, but there's a lot of artists that feel entitled in Philadelphia.
Listen, that's why Philly Support Philly was created, but people have to step their game up. And I understand, you know, and we got to bring this out to the open. I know you are the creator of PSP Movement. There's a lot of frauds out there trying to take credit. I'm seeing it, but at the end of the day, I know that you created the Philly Support Philly Movement. And for those who don't know what the PSP means and that you are the PSP ambassador, can you please explain it? What is Philly Support Philly? What is it about?
Listen, hold on. Let me turn this down. So Philly Support Philly was created by me years ago.
By who?
By me.
Famous Frills.
Famous Frills, yes. I'm taking all the credit for Philly Support Philly because I love Philly. It really was created for businesses, for people that do hip-hop. It's just to bring the community together so we can work together to make money together. It's just like showing love. So Philly Support Philly means, listen, if I'm having a show, listen, homie, you have to pay to get in. Don't hit me up and say, yo, it's Philly Support Philly.
Yeah, you got to support
Frills,
the local
hey,
businesses.
Hey, can I get in for free? A lot of people think Philly Support Philly means free. I'm here to tell you, homie, it's not. Philly Support Philly. But listen, you always in Philly.
I'm always in Philly.
Yo, your second home is
it's
in Philly.
That's right.
But hold on. Is it true right now is something going on with your brother from Brooklyn trying to take Philly over? Now, is this Philly Support Philly? I don't want to say the name, but maybe you want to say the name. Let them know, Val.
Listen, there's a lot of people in New York City trying to take Philly over, right? But it's not going to happen because Coach Frills is the ambassador. He's the leader. He's the teacher. You know how KRS-One is the teacher? Coach Frills is the teacher. You understand? Frills, I want you to tell people some of the artists that you've worked with in Philly and that you've helped promote their careers. Because, you know, a lot of people forget. People can't. You know what I learned about this culture? People catch amnesia.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm here to remind them. I'm here to remind them, right? You should never forget those who put you on when you needed a platform. Tell some of the, just let the audience know some of the people you've worked with in the Philly.
Well, I'm
going to
sum it up like this. Any artist would, I would say 90% of the artists with a name in Philadelphia, I did something for their career, whether it's playing their records first or having them on our cool classic.
Yes, sir.
Our cool classic, a legendary Fisher Street radio show. You can go on YouTube and see Meek Mills, the dirty young boy Meek Mills with the braids. You can see Reed Dollars. You can see Freeway. But also, listen, we also was breaking artists like Mac Miller.
That's right.
We had Redman. We had Bunt. Like, it's, the list goes on. But the whole thing is, yeah, as far as Philadelphia, yeah, shout out to the city. I love Philly. And I just don't want to talk about myself, yeah. but shout out to MTV. I was on Philly MTV
that's
Day.
That's right, you were.
I just did Rock the Bells Radio. Shout out
that's
to LL
right.
Cool
that's
J.
Right. Shout out to
and
LL,
I did the
LL's,
Philly Day. Philly
LL,
Day.
LL's working on a new album. I see that you posted it. He's in the works.
Listen.
What do you think about the new single with LL Cool J, Rick Ross, and Fat Joe?
Listen, LL Cool J new single is fire,
yes,
is
sir.
Fire, is fire, is fire. And I'm going to tell you why. See, a lot of people in hip-hop right now, listen, we got to, listen, coach,
yes,
we got to talk about this one day. The fraud is out of control.
Oh.
People saying they like something and they really don't like it.
Yeah.
They sending you fake hearts.
Yeah.
They sending you fake emojis.
We don't like that.
Yeah, listen, we don't like that.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's why when you deal with the culture coaches, what do you get? The truth.
And
the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. We are the culture coaches. That is our brand. You tune into us when you want the facts, not the fiction.
Yes, and back to the facts. LL Cool J record is dope because it's produced by Q-Tip.
Oh,
the beat is crazy.
Yeah.
It's out of control. It's insane. And LL is doing it for the culture, man. Look, he's already rich. He's doing it really for the culture. And shout out. Now, hold on. For artists out there, don't ever quit. LL started in the 80s, and he's still out here making quality music.
He's still relevant, right? He's still relevant. And you know, I heard him say something the other day on a radio show. He said some records he made for himself is therapy, and then some records he made for the audience. And you know what? He says you never know what's going to hit. It can be a record that you made for yourself, or it could be a record that you made for the audience. So what I'm going to say by saying that is be true to self. You could be false to no one. That is the jewel of the day. So I got a quick question for you. I was reading that in Philadelphia, they're going to start opening these private schools. And Roc Nation has got a part in promoting and being a part. But they've been getting some kickback because of a lot of locals, North Philly. Actually, they're going to launch this in North Philly where they want to open these private schools. But a lot of the natives are saying that they're trying to gentrify the area and that why aren't they promoting and funneling music into the public schools. Now, did you grow up in public school?
Yes.
Okay. So they are really getting a lot of, Roc Nation and Jay-Z are really getting a lot of kickback from the Philadelphia community. You know, Philadelphia community creates the best fighters, right?
Yes.
Danny Garcia, Joe Frazier. So you know they're going hard.
Yes.
No Diddy. You know they're going hard back at Jay. What do you think, being that you're I'm not originally from Philadelphia.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think that the money should be allocated more towards private schools? More towards the public school system? It would work better? Or do you think people just have the right to do what they want?
I think it should be more back towards the public school system. First, yo, shout out to all the teachers around the Philadelphia area that's underpaid.
They're the real heroes.
Yes, they are the real heroes because listen,
support a teacher.
Some of these kids, listen, I got to keep it 100. We are the coaches. They're a lot to deal with. So just to keep it real, man, listen, the teachers need to be taken care of better. Better health care. They need more money.
They should be making double what they're making.
So for me, I think the money should go back into that. It should go back
into
the music. It should go back into the music programs.
I like that.
It also should go back into, like, when vocationals, like where you can learn a skill, like a mechanic.
The trade. That were called the trade. When I grew up and when my brothers grew up, they had these trade programs. They don't do that anymore.
Yes, and we got to get the music back.
Yeah.
And they need to, hey, Jay, holler at us. You need to have us on this board because we got to get this music
we
right.
We need the cultures. Yeah.
We need the cultures.
So that's why I definitely wanted to ask you that. You know, I was reading it. You know, I'm always in tune on what's going on in the community. And I was reading and I said, I need to get Coach Frills. I need to get his point of view on this. I really did. So, you know, with that being said, let's get into some music and we're going to come back with that health and hip hop segment. We appreciate you, Frills. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate the whole Philly community, but we're launched out of Philly. We're globally heard. Look out. Thank you to all those people who've been tuning into the show. Japan, all over the world, man.
Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Man. Hey, look.
Let's get into
listen,
it.
Listen, health. Yo,
health
is wealth. Look, everybody talking about how they getting all this money and they doing all these. Listen, we're not promoting no illegal activities
that's
up
right.
here with the
we don't
and,
do that.
And with the coaches. But listen, yo, show yourself some love. Pull yourself together.
Get in the gym.
Get in the gym.
Get in the gym because you don't look slim. And that's not body shaming. I'm just saying what it is, man. At the end of the day, it's not about body shaming. It's about being healthy and living. But you know what? Let's get into this music. Let's save that for the health and hip hop segment. I'm your boy, Val the Voice, Viral Val. We are the Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills, and Val the Voice. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Blinded by that light, now I see everything. Don't mind giving advice, but I can't sell a dream. Had to take the time and I'ma let it breathe. I'm still waiting my moment. Give a damn about my opponent. Got some M's and teleported. I secure my needs. Flying across the border. Watch me spread my wings. Thankful for my mother and for pops planting a seed. Half a time I was start from envious and greed. Every time I rock a show, my fans don't wanna leave. Working out in Boston, Moe, training me like Creed. Pop a few, I'm kicking on. Call you total link, she coming through. I'm healing up, my inside still bruised. Just hold 10, I'm just starting to get a groove. My man, I took two. And they talk more than the news. I'm a pit dog and need nothing.
DJ no frills.
Let it play.
Ain't worried about the
rules.
All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my get big as the Eiffel Tower. So I can f*** the world for 72 hours. Damn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom, vroom, I'm racing. Popping f***s in the lobby and I pray they don't find her. Then I pray you niggas is hating. Shooters go after Judas. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you f***s is losers. All my niggas is winning. Screaming all my life. If I want money and power, respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can f*** the world for 72 hours. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power, respect my mind or die from less shout. I got 25 lighter on my dresser. Yes, sir, put fire to that body cast on a stretcher. And her body got that a ruler couldn't measure. And it make me fast, but I never get embarrassed. And I recognize you have what I've been wanting since that record. That Adina Howard had, pop it fast to impress her. She rolling, I'm holding, my been posing. This voice here is golden, so f*** y'all, I goes in. And all my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can f*** the world for 72 hours. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind, it's go time. I'm rolling dough with a good grind and I run out with a bouton. That's a relay race with a bouquet. They say, K, you gon' marry mine's B.O. No way, B.O. No way, B.O. No way, B.O. Okay, I'm never living life confined. It's a failure, even if I'm blind. I can tell you who, what, when, where, how to sell your game right on time. B.O. Go play, B.O. Go play, B.O.
Okay. Shot look like OJ killing everything for to a motherfucking nigga boy beat. She popping and I got options like an audible. I be C-O-M-P-T-O-N, like wind and ball at your defeat. C-O-M-P-T-O-N, my city mobbing in the street, yelling. All my life I want money and power.
Respect
my
mind,
Lord, die from that shout. I pray my get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from that shout.
See my eyes red, I'm off these meds. Yeah. Off the Lord, they do that for me. I ain't got put nothing on his head. Got these
bitches out DJ No Frills.
In they chest. I post these racks up just to motivate.
Let it play.
Don't go broke trying to flex. On private jet. These rappers need a stylist bad, but I ain't used a stylist yet. Signing $1 million contracts and my boxers through a text. Quick. Wake up, check my bank account, phone numbers in there. I'm blessed. I'm like, yes. What's the word? Smoking gumbo herb. I'm a third right now. Up in the air, I'm free as a bird. Plus, I'm flat right now. Drip talking slurred. Can't pronounce a verb in this booth right now. Throw. Full of syrup. I might kiss the curb in this coupe right now. Planet fancy car. Got too many. It's a whole lot of motion involved.
No, I'm heavy.
Diamonds and tattoos cover my scars.
You can't say them.
New Cadillac bulletproof cost 300 large.
It's necessary.
Make a killing, it's a crime what I charge.
How much you want?
I got some racks and got the fuck out of Dodge.
Man, I was gone.
I pop my shit, them folk gon' pay me the ball.
Show must go on.
Cut that bitch off, she ain't pick up when I call.
If I did it, then I'd be wrong, wrong.
I just hit another city.
Work.
No need to look around for them. I brought the vibes with me.
Right here.
Fresh out the press of cool 700, all Benji's
blue.
Still sipping walk, I get the
money.
Eyes in it. Can't see my eyes.
I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon, don't do it. On the subject, you sure? Yeah. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll rock hard, solid as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, man, these girls are smart. 3 stacks, these girls are smart.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
Jones. My God. Y'all never put out a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch. Get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot.
Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
That's right, that's right. We are the culture. Hey, yo, shout out to Andre 3000, man. Yo, I seen him downtown in Philadelphia on the corner with the, I don't want to use that word, but he was playing the flute.
Oh.
Like, yeah, just
gonna,
in Philly.
I was gonna say that as a joke, but he really was playing the flute. He's getting a lot of mixed reactions.
No, for
that.
Real. No,
yeah?
Listen, no, he really was in Philadelphia, and he was jumping on planes. Going around the world,
you know,
and playing his flute. And listen,
go ahead.
Yo, shout out to Andre 3000. They can laugh at me. Listen, part of health and hip hop for me, I go on nature walks. Listen,
yeah.
I know all these different trails up in everywhere, man. Like, I be out there with the bears, the deers, and the Bambies.
That's part of being part of. Listen,
but
I'm
that's
always,
health.
I'm always getting joked on by my partners, Puerto Rican flags up there, because, you know, they're all still based out of New York City, right? So they're always calling me and saying, did you hit a deer today? Did you ride horses today? They're always been. But you know what? Today I got on my PA shirt. You see, usually I got on my New York shirt, but today I got on my PA shirt. PA is my home. New York is my home. It is what it is.
But Philly is the capital, though.
Philly's the capital.
I got to get you a Philly's joint.
But you know that Reading was going to be the capital before Philly. At one time, Reading was going to be the capital. because it's where the Reading Railroad. And, but listen, let's forget about all that. Let's talk. We got to get into some health is wealth.
You know,
right?
I'm pro Philly.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Health,
you know, listen,
is wealth.
Health is wealth. So we got to get into this health and hip hop segment. And you know what? There's a lot of people in the music industry, not just in the music industry, also in the acting industry. You know, James Gandolfini, so many different people. You know, Prince Marky D, who else? Who am I? Big Pun. Who am I forgetting? Fife Dog. So many people that in the industry who have passed away from health situations, who high diabetes, stress levels, even some people with cancer, you know. So in this part, health and wealth, in this part of the show is where me and my and Coach Frills discuss living a better lifestyle so that you can live longer for your kids, for your grandkids. I don't know if it's something about the industry, the lifestyle that causes these people to not eat right and to not, you know, to misuse, you know, or to not take care of their health. But it's very important. I mean, if you want to be around, you know, you have to take care of your health, especially in an industry where everything is fast, right? Everything is fast
yes.
food. They're on the planes. They're on the tour bus. They may not take the time to eat their salads. But we have lost too many people. We haven't lost too many phenomenal artists, man. Too many people who have passed away from health conditions. So, Frills, I'm going to give you the floor. Being that lately you on your health kick, I see you down. You're doing it, baby. You're doing it. Give them some tips. Give them two tips of what will help you maintain your health as far as living a better lifestyle. Talk to the people.
As far as living, what's going on, y'all? This shit, Coach Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I'm going to tell you, the first thing you got to do, let's start with simple things,
yes.
right? First thing is just going for a walk, right?
Okay.
So now, I know a lot of people are addicted to social media.
Yeah.
Yes, you on the other, you little homie, little sis over there. Listen, you're addicted to social media. So this is what you do. You find a local track. No excuses. First, we're going to stop the excuse. No excuses. Walk around the track for an hour while you're on social media. Just walking an hour a day is proven to help you to lose weight. The second tip I want to give you is drink at least a half a gallon of water a day. A lot of people don't drink water. I mean, I'm not knocking coffee, but you need some water. You need some water. You could just start with those two simple things because, see, a lot of people make a lot of excuses.
That's right.
You're either going to take care of yourself now or you're going to pay more later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are great tips.
Yes, yes. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, I see you in the gym
all the time.
You lifting all type.
That's right.
The other day, I seen you lifting 200-pound dumbbells on each.
I'm trying to get my strength up. I want to be around for a long time.
So how important is weightlifting compared to cardio?
Well, here's the thing.
Let's break it down.
Weightlifting is for strength, but it's not the most important thing. Always remember this, people. A good diet beats a good workout any day.
Okay.
I have friends who just eat right. And they're in phenomenal shape. You know what I mean? People in their 40s and even in their 50s. They're my brothers. You know what I mean? And they eat a certain way. They stick to their regimen. And my brother doesn't work out at all. And he weighs about 150. He's 57 years old. You know what I mean? And he's really doing it. So he put, you know, I may have the muscles, but he has the mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the end of the day, I'm going to give you some tips. The first tip, when you do go to the gym, make sure that you implement the sauna. It's proven that going to the sauna 4 to 5 times a week will extend your life 5 to 10 years. Less stress levels. Now, these are things you can look up. Detoxify your body. So try to implement. It might be hard at first because it's hot in there. You know, it's like a Nelly song. It's getting hot in here. But even if you can start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you'll build your way up. But you're going to thank me later. And one of the things that keeps me the most fit is my relentless commitment to the sauna.
Yes.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is definitely implement salads, eating salads, eating a lot of greens, eating greens. I mean, listen, I'm not telling you not to eat your carbs, right? You can eat carbs, but at the end of the day, everything in life is about balance. Implement those greens. You should have a salad with everything that you eat. Exercise a couple of times a week. Like Coach Frill said, walk. Try to implement little things, you know, things that you do daily. Become habits, become routine, you become commitment, and you'll see a change in your life, in your fitness. You know what? And we have lost too many people.
Affirmative.
We have lost too many people, man, for not taking care of themselves. And like you said, well, I'm going to end it with this. Like you said, you're going to pay for, you're going to do the work now, or you're going to pay for it later. Health and hip hop. Got any final words?
Yeah, my final words is I want to say, and the things we talking about, like, that's, I want to make this disclaimer that we're not no fitness experts, but you can go on our Instagrams and see the transformation.
That's right.
So these things I've been doing for years, they used to laugh at me. In like 2008, I started eating hummus.
That's right.
I started drinking kombucha.
He used to come to the studio with hummus and kale. I didn't know what. This is back in the day. I didn't know what he was eating. But you know what?
They was laughing at me. But now
you were always ahead of your time.
Yeah, but now is people want to do it. But I will say, though, like things that I have utilized, which is true, is the sauna.
That's right.
It's the sauna. Because it makes sense on a scientific level, on a scientific level, that you have to sweat, have to perspirate. It needs perspiration so you can
to
get
detoxify.
Those toxins
right.
out of your body. Because if you're not going to, if you're not drinking water and being regular, listen, I don't want to get too graphic.
One last thing. The most important health people is mental health. So get rid of like Coach Frills always says, cut the fat and work with the muscle. If there's anybody who causes you your mental health, is too expensive a relationship to have. Do not make sure that you're meditating. Make sure that you're praying. Whatever ritual it is that you do to help you keep your mental health, take walks, hang out with your kids, whatever it is that puts you, make sure that you're implementing that. That's also part of your diet.
Yes.
Make sure you're implementing that. With that being said.
I got another thing they should do.
One last thing.
I got one more thing they should do. Some push-ups like Drake. Let's go to this music.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You put can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the f you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, but what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on sh. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop
it. Let it play.
Pimp squeak. Yeah, ain't no big three. SZA got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your f***s, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the f*** is this, a 20v1? What's a prince to a king? He a son. Get more love in
DJ
the city
no
that you run,
nigga.
Metro, shut your f*** up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm the sixth guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles Little Blunt runner. Playing a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread, I hit
the back street on D's. I got my
DJ no frills.
Want these. No soon as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a tech nine trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I'll make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being filed on Greenleaf with the fucking head cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. It got sounds for the f***ers. And all the riches got the hollow points for the snitches. So what you
DJ no frills,
cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Errol Smith. It's the motherfucking DRE from the CPT on a riding spree. A straight G, hop back as I pop my top. You trip, I let the hollow points commence to pop, pop, pop. Yeah, cause if it don't stop, I have to put my dick in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6'4".
DJ no frills,
what everybody saying?
Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills Show. Hey, yo, I got something I want to say. I love my job. Shout out to the Left Coast, the West Coast, the Left Coast, the West Coast, Oakland, Bompton, Compton.
Who's the best coast?
The best coast is the right coast.
Okay.
Philadelphia. Okay. Philadelphia coast.
Well, that's the East Coast.
Yes.
You know what we call it? The Beast Coast. Because that's where all the beasts come from. All the beasts come from
Hey,
there.
Listen. Sadly to say that, listen. Yeah, it is the Beast Coast, and that's why we need to get into this special segment. It's called Who Frauded.
Listen, Who Frauded?
On the East Coast, I will say it's some of the most ignorant people. And then, listen, I'm just being real. Listen, I grew up in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia and New York has some of the most ignorant people in the world. And I'm serious, right? So now, this
the
is
views
the
views expressed. Don't necessarily reflect Val the Voice.
Yes, and Famous Frills. Yes, I speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm speaking off my experience,
there
but no,
go.
I love Philadelphia. It definitely makes you tough, but yo, this is the Who Frauded section.
Yes, sir.
What's that? The Who Frauded section. What's that? This is the
Who
Frauded section.
Who Frauded section.
You could put anyone on blast who frauded. It could be a teacher. It could be a preacher. It's no judgment zone like
that's
that
right.
Gym. Listen, well, I'm not here to judge nobody. Hey, Val, you've been going through some stuff lately.
Yeah.
I need to know right now.
Yeah.
Who frauded?
Listen, I'm not going to keep it personal because we don't have that much time. In another show, we could do a whole show about the Who Frauded. Well, matter of fact, we might make that a new show, Who Frauded, all right? So I'm going to keep it global so other people could chime in and say. So I heard that Vanessa Bryant, the wife of Kobe Bryant.
Hold on.
I got to say it.
No. It ain't so. Hold on. Vanessa.
Okay. Vanessa.
You sure?
Yes. Vanessa Bryant. She refuses to help out Kobe Bryant's mom and dad financially. They just sold his NBA ring. The mom and the dad just sold Kobe Bryant's NBA ring for undisclosed amount because they're having financial problems. So that causes me to think, was Kobe taking care of his parents? Because now they have financial problems, right? So they asked her, I looked this up, I got it from verifiable sources, that she is refusing to help them out with a dollar. Now, to me, even if you don't have a relationship with them, even if you don't always see the eye to eye, I mean, his estimated worth was $1 billion. She can help him out with $1 or 2 million. Those are the grandparents of her children. Those are the parents of his late husband, the great Kobe Bryant. I think she's frauding for not doing that. What do you think, Chris?
Vanessa, you frauding. Listen, I take it personal.
Yeah.
Because Kobe Bryant,
I don't know
if you know this, Kobe Bryant grew up around the corner from here.
I didn't know that.
This is Kobe Bryant's neighborhood. His favorite cheesesteak spot is up the street.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, that's why you know everything.
I love Philly, man. And when I see people from out of town, I give them the culture on Philly because Philly has a lot of culture. Yeah, Lower Marion, you know, the high school is right there where they. And man, yo, you know who frauded? So we talking about that? The people who stole his jersey. Well, y'all stole his high school jersey.
Yeah,
but
man.
But Vanessa, listen,
that's
I do
frauding.
Not like that. Listen, I don't care what's going on. Like, even if Kobe wasn't cool with his parents, come on, man, you can't let him go out
like that, man. You can't,
because you wouldn't even have what you have.
That's right.
Without Kobe Bryant,
there's something called lineage, and a lot of times, you know, there's still a lineage, and at the end of the day, like I said, those are still the grandparents of their children. So listen, I looked it up. I spoke to some verifiable sources. I'm hearing that is true, and if it is true, then Vanessa Bryant is frauding. Okay, you got anybody else?
Yeah, if it is true. I'll be honest with you, man. I don't really have nothing.
I got one more.
Hold on. I just want to salute to all the artists around the world that's really making good music from their heart. They're not trying to be a carbon copy of another artist. I just want to, for this Who Frauded, if you're not making music because you love it, or you just doing it to be famous, you're a fraud.
I'm sorry.
You're a fraud.
There's a lot of
you need to make music because you love it. Don't do it because you say, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Remember this.
Speak on it, coach.
It's a PSA. What's that? That's a frill service announcement.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of clowns out here today, but the difference is they ain't wearing makeup no more. Let's go, Vi. What's next?
I love it. Listen, there's one more. Okay. So Judge Euro Glanville, he is the presiding judge over the YSL case with Young Thug. So
Hold on. What's that name again?
The name is Judge Euro Glanville. He is the presiding judge over the YSL Young Thug case. Now, for those who don't know, this is one of the longest criminal prosecution cases. Young Thug money got to be long because it's been going on almost a year now. I've been watching this. But just recently, the judge has held Young Thug's lawyer in contempt of court. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see
All right. That. So he told him. So there was a behind the scenes meeting in the judge's quarters. OK, that was not necessarily legal. He was questioning and the defense attorney. Let me pull up the defense attorney's name is Brian Steele. Shout out to Brian Steele for standing on business and going at the judge. Usually that does not happen, but he was standing on business going at the judge. And he's told the judge what you did is inappropriate. The judge was only concerned about how did you find out that we had this undisclosed meeting? You're not supposed to know this. And you know what? I looked it up. It's not legal. All the top legal analysts are saying that what the judge did is wrong. The judge held him in contempt of court. He has to turn himself in and do 20 weekends in jail because he is defying the judge's order to tell him who told them that they had this meeting behind. So that's some very narcissistic move, right? He's more concerned about who told you that I had this illegal meeting. I want to know who told you. And since the defense attorney standing on, I want him to be, well, I never want to be in that situation. But if you ever in a legal situation, you need to hire him because he stood on business. He went against the judge. And you know what? Judge Uriel Glanville, you are frauding. Shout out to lawyer Brian Steele, who's standing on business.
Yo, man, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
When I heard the lawyer say, long as he can be in the same jail cell with his client, with Young Thug,
you know what?
I say, it is a crazy case.
Okay, listen, let's get into a little All Mixed Up and come back with it, man. It's your boy, Val the Voice, Famous Frills. We are the coaches. We are the teachers. We are the leechers. Excuse me, we are not the leechers. We are the teachers. We are the preachers. We are the reachers. Everybody else is the leeches. Let's go. We are the coaches, the format leaders.
Shout out to the Dominican Republic, all my Puerto Ricans. Second Street, North Philly, the Bronx. Let's go. What?
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
In the culture.
Yes, 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 we back. We are the cultures. We are the creators. Yo, shout out to all the creators around the globe. I got a tip real quick for artists.
Talk to me.
You can't just be an artist no more. You have to be a creator. You can't be an artist no more. They forced the game is different now. You have to be a creator. I don't care if you're telling jokes. You got to create content. You have to be a content creator in 2024.
Do you know who the original creators are and influencers? DJs and radio hosts.
Yes.
That's us. Yes. So with that being said, let's get into the segment, the You Must Learn segment. Today's segment is spoken by Terry Thomas.
Hold on. Rewind that. Hold on. Break it down for the people so they can understand.
The You Must Learn segment is where we teach you about something that's going on in the industry. It could be about Spotify. It could be about major deals that are going on behind the scenes. We educate you because too many artists, too many producers, too many people are not educated on the business aspect. So that's what we do. Let's get into this Terry Thomas clip, and then we'll come back.
Sony Music Group has opted out. Sony has sent out over 700 letters to AI technology developers and music streaming services that are intending on developing their own internal AI platform to create AI-generated music. So why has Sony sent the letters? Well, first thing you need to understand is that AI needs to be trained. How do you train it? You give it information, and you tell it to learn from the information, duplicate it, recreate it. And so a lot of these developers have been trying to dig in the Sony sandbox and mine their data and music and copywritten lyrics for the purpose of training these AI platforms to recreate music inspired by Sony Music artists, Sony Music catalog. That's a no-no. Is that even legal? Probably not, but it's happening. What are your thoughts about this trend? Leave it below.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Yes. Hey, yo, Val, what's your thoughts on it?
My thoughts is that we're living in a dangerous time. We're living in a time where they're trying to replace human beings, right? This is what happens, too, when we agree as artists and as creators and as influencers. When we agree to let technology take over everything, you know, there was a movie one time at the end of the day, the robots took over the people. And that's what's happening.
Yes.
So Sony has opted out of this practice, right, where and they're suing. They actually send out 70 letters, okay? 70 letters, and they're saying, listen, you cannot AI generate or try to emulate our music. So what they're basically what they're doing is they are learning the patterns of these artists and reproducing new music, and then they don't got to pay royalties. It's another way for these executives, these record executives, these tech executives to take over the industry, and who suffers at the end of the day? The artists. What do you think, Frills?
What I think is, right, I'm a nature type of person, man. I take nature walks, laugh at me if you want, but I'm healthy, right? So I'm about natural things. AI is ruining creativity.
AI is the devil.
It's ruining creativity because people are using AI. Now, look, I'm not going to lie. Some things for AI is cool. Like if you're in a studio and you got like some bad air and bad sounds behind it to clean it up and things like that, but to actually take somebody else's voice and to do different things and manipulate things, it's making people lazy.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
it's killing creativity.
That's right. It's killing creativity.
Listen, everything was based off, especially in hip hop, it was all based off being creative.
That's right.
Like you couldn't be a biter. But I could go on and on. All I can say is salute to all the creators the creatives out there. Like, you know, we got a real engineer.
That's right.
AI's trying to take, we got to keep our engineer. We got the best engineer in the world.
That's
right. I just want to let you know that.
Absolutely. Listen, with that being said, we're about to wrap up this show. I hope that you got your weekly dose of coaching. When it comes to health, when it comes to culture, when it comes to music, you got your education. Make sure to check us out. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills on IG, Val the Voice, Viral Val on IG, www.valthevoice.com. Give them your handles.
DJ No Frills at DJ NOPHRILLZ. That's Famous Frills. That's at DJ NOPHRILLZ. And my motto is this: let it play.
The culture coaches.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
My name is Alana. I was 6 years old, and I got diagnosed with cancer. I come to St. Jude for treatment.
After her last treatment on December the 4th, I was just kind of having a conversation with her, letting her know, Alana, you did awesome. I mean, so proud of you. Like, you fought, you accepted whatever was happening, you went with it. And her words to me were, Mommy, thank you so much for helping me get through this. She said, I could not have done this without you. This was very hard. And I couldn't even hold my tears because when I think about it, I would not have been able to get through this without St. Jude. And so once we became part of the St. Jude family, everything was okay. Thank you, St. Jude, for helping me get her through this because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.